It's like in a wartime. This is the pictures. You got all the soldiers fighting on the front, but there's the supply lines that are getting the food and ammunitions and everything else like this. The word of God is the supply line of the grace of God from the throne of God in heaven to sinners here on earth. And so that's going to be the place that the devil is going to attack and attack the fiercest. It's not by accident that Jesus tells the parable of the sower and says the devil grabs the seed before it gets planted, and the weeds attack the seed as it grows, and the sun bears down on the seed as it's trying to bear fruit. Is it the word of God is what's attacked? But our great hope. Now, how about this, Todd? This is and this is a spiritual mystery that I am just beginning to understand. Boy, would I like to have my head a little bit more around this one. But the very thing that the devil attacks, God's word, is the thing that overcomes him. When Paul says, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, he's telling us that the very light that the devil is attacking is the thing that destroys him, like a moth to the flame, I suppose. That the devil is drawn to try to consume the very thing that becomes poison for him and is overthrown his destruction. So while we know that the word of God is always under attack, and we are to be diligently on guard for false teaching, we also know that the word of the Lord endures forever, and that flail as he may at the mighty fortress of the Lord's word, the devil cannot cause it to tumble.